Hi, folks. I'm going to present you with this bonus episode. This is too important to save for tomorrow. This past week, we've been really talking about Pura Vida, what the meaning of it is, how to live a Pura Vida lifestyle, what a Pura Vida attitude is. So I've been searching the internet, and I've been sharing a lot of stories with you, and I want to share one with you today as well. It simply reads, "What is the meaning of Pura Vida?" One of the first terms you'll notice when getting to Costa Rica is Pura Vida. These two words pretty much sum up everything that makes this Central American paradise so amazing. They literally mean pure life, but they have to do more with the type of living than a simple saying. How do Costa Ricans use Pura Vida? Well, chances are that you'll hear Pura Vida from friends and family. People all over Costa Rica, everybody you meet, and it's their way of saying hello, making you feel welcome, and saying goodbye, also in a happy way. Don't be surprised if you see people on the street telling each other Pura Vida instead of Buenos Dias or good morning you would hear in other Latin American countries. In Costa Rica, everyone is very friendly, so you're going to run into this expression quite a bit. How should you respond? Well, first, give the person a big smile. In fact, you may as well get used to smiling a ton in Costa Rica. People are happy and the surroundings are amazing. They're so gorgeous. So there are always plenty of reasons to celebrate life and smile. Even when little things go wrong, focusing on the big picture reminds you that there are tons of things to feel thankful for. As a personal note, I think that is one reason why I love Costa Rica so much, because every day, whether or not you have some sidesteps or some things that really go wrong, you are still thankful for the fact that you're in Costa Rica, and that's powerful. Next, just say Pura Vida back. Somebody says Pura Vida to you, you say Pura Vida to them, you smile and you go about your way. Then you should maybe clap them on the shoulder or do a fist bump or grab their hand or something. The idea is to show some affection however you normally do. It doesn't take too long before you make a lot of friends and get adopted as a genuine Tico when you come to Costa Rica, even if you're a gringo. There are a couple of other ways this awesome expression pops up too. In fact, Pura Vida is pretty much the answer to any social situation you run into. They make it easy. ¿Cómo estás? How are you? If someone asks you this, you can answer Pura Vida. It's a way of saying that you're doing great or that you feel simply amazing. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much. When you give friends a present or do something nice for people, they'll probably say thank you. In this case, you can respond Pura Vida as a way of saying you're welcome. Disculpe, estoy tarde. Sorry, I'm late. If a friend is embarrassed over something or apologizes for arriving late, just simply say Pura Vida to let them know you're not upset. Costa Rica use it to mean it's okay or no problem. Está bien, are you okay? Well, if you trip or slip or fall in the mud, people will probably ask you if you're okay. Well, saying Pura Vida is a way of telling people that you didn't get hurt. Perdimos tus maletas. We lost your luggage. Did something happen that is totally infuriating? Normally, you would get really upset, but this is Costa Rica, so chill out a little bit. If you want to face problems like a Tico, you may need to relax a lot. Take a deep breath, sigh, and then say Pura Vida. It's like saying, oh, well, or I guess that's life. It's a pretty cool way to step into every day, you know? Actually, this Latin American version of such is life is a big reason why Costa Rica is a peaceful, laid-back country. Pura Vida is more than an expression. It's a choice. It's a way of life. Living the Pura Vida lifestyle, remember Hakuna Matata from The Lion King? Pura Vida is the Costa Rican version of that laid-back philosophy. Being in Costa Rica makes it pretty easy. We have an excellent quality of life here, and we live in the middle of a country with lush valleys and crystal blue shores. Pura Vida is a tiny bit of wisdom that changes the way Costa Ricans look at the world. And if you try it out, if you as a gringo or a gringa try this out, their way of life. We're willing to bet it will work for you too. And here's a 5 Parts of Living series that's going to show you how to live like a Tico. 1, focus on what's important in life. Family, friends, beautiful views, and tasty food are all worth more than an electronic gadget. Living the good life is more about who you spend it with and how much you have. 2, don't sweat the small stuff. Irritating things happen to everybody every day. It's like a rainstorm when you're just washed your car or a mistake at work. However, a Costa Rican would say pura vida to all of it. After all, if you've got your health and your family in a beautiful country, does it really matter if somebody else shows up late or you did something wrong, something small? 3, stop and smell the volcanic soil cultivated coffee beans. Don't forget to take some time to enjoy life's simple pleasures. Even your morning cup of coffee can put a huge smile on your face, especially if you add a little bit of sugarcane liqueur with the right attitude. Whether you're visiting Costa Rica alone or with friends, step back from the camera for a moment to savor the experience itself. Take in the jungle sounds, notice how majestic everything is, and feel the tropical sand in between your toes. 4, always take time to relax. You're important as well. Taking care of your kids and your family is a good thing, but you also deserve a spa visit, perhaps a professional massage from time to time. Setting aside time to relax yourself isn't a luxury. And last, don't be in such a hurry. Pura Vida also means to slow down a little. It's not about showing up late to places. It's about not looking at the clock in the first place. Where in the world did Pura Vida come from? Well, there's a lot of theories. But who knows? And that's what most people will tell you if you ask them. This question is like asking Americans why New York is called the Big Apple or why hot dogs are an essential part of baseball. They just are. There's no reason for it. For Costa Ricans, Pura Vida has been a part of our lives for as long as we can remember. One possible source of the expression may be a movie made in 1956 called Pura Vida. It was a Mexican film starring Antonio Espino, a comedian with a happy-go-lucky attitude about life and the people. Other people think Pura Vida may be what immigrants who settled in Costa Rica said when they discovered such a peaceful place. The truth is that you don't have to know exactly what Pura Vida means in every situation to use it effectively. The important thing is to give it a try, and if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. Pura Vida, right? Hey, anyway, try this little series of choices today. Do everything with a Pura Vida attitude. Don't worry about too much. Don't worry about yesterday. Focus on today. Focus every hour, every moment, every step you take today. Try to make it a happier place than it was 2 minutes ago. And tomorrow, of course, we all have plans and dreams and we focus on the future, but don't worry too much about it. The ideal situation is, from my experience, is to put every day in front of you together. In 7 days, just like today, a perfect day, you're going to have a week. And then in 30 days, you're going to have a month. And pretty soon, you're going to have a lifetime full of days that you can consider perfect. And this is exactly what we're all going for. There's too much bad news in life to worry about it. Go about your business, have a good time, and keep a smile on your face. That's all I'm telling you. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Hope you got something out of this, and go pay it forward and spread the sunshine. That's what we're here for. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.